Well, I think Cheney, of course, knew more. We know. All we have to do is look at some of the quotes. We look at what the transportation secretary said. He said that he heard Cheney asked by this military guy, "Do your orders still stand about the plane coming in from flight 77? I guess it was. Was heading towards the Pentagon. It seems like Cheney knew an awful lot about what was going on with that. And look, Cheney. If we go back and look at Cheney's background, he was in the Nixon administration. He was there during Watergate. This guy knew an awful lot about what was going on and all these scandals. Remember, he was also a congressman from Wyoming, and he was a member of the House Intelligence Committee during Iran-Contra. Guess who he gave a pass to? Cheney's one of the key guys in this whole thing. People say, what about George W. Bush? They would never tell him anything. Because he might screw up and actually say something. We could have exposed the whole operation. Yes?
Wayne, about a month ago or 2 months ago, the White House posted something on their webpage saying and comparing conspiracy theorists to those that question 9/11 with terrorists or enemy combatants. Recently, Mr. Fetzer was on Bill O'Reilly's program, and Bill O'Reilly suggested there be an investigation of people that question 9/11 and so-called conspiracy theories. My question to you is, with the passage of H.R. 6166, do you believe that this was passed to continue to push Americans into a further state of fear, or do you think there actually is some sort of strategic logistic purpose to that and the buildup of the concentration camps or the Kellogg and Brown detention centers?
Well, this administration, the only thing they have going for themselves is the fear factor. And when these bloviators like Bill O'Reilly, when they say this kind of we need to investigate people, conspiracy people, terrorists. I mean, I think we ought to investigate Fox News and News Corporation, find out why they've been allowed to get this kind of power. Have SEC investigations of them. I still think the jury's out on Mr. O'Reilly and his producer and the phone sex. I'd like to investigate that further. I'd like to find out if he paid his producer off. She certainly bought a very big, very expensive condominium on the Upper East Side of Manhattan at one point in time, and then the story seemed to have ended. What did O'Reilly pay, if anything? This is the thing. Why is it that the Democrats and the progressives are always on the playing defense with these people like O'Reilly and Limbaugh? They attack a guy like Michael J. Fox with Parkinson's disease. Keeping it legal, because Karl Rove does nothing really legal. He goes beyond the pale. But there's a lot of things we can do and go on by going on the offensive. It's called opposition research. I'm somewhat heartened by some of it. I see some of it. The thing on going after this guy running for governor of Nevada, Gibbons, and this woman that came forward. That's good. We should be doing more of that. Because I'm telling you, for every Gibbons in Nevada or every Mark Foley, I can tell you there's 20 more that have not been discovered. And the information's out there. I don't know what's wrong with Howard Dean, and I don't know what's wrong with the DNC. It doesn't take a lot of money to hire people to go and dig up this stuff on these hypocrites. And I'm not saying doing it for, they're hypocrites. I mean, you got Charlie Crist in Florida, run for governor, saying he's opposed to gay marriage, gay, civil unions, he's opposed to gay adoptions, and he's gay. And it's well known in Florida that he is. And so this information should be brought out on these people just to, shine the disinfectant of sunshine on these people. Now on the House resolution, I think it's more fear that they're talking about. Yeah, the concentration, the detention centers. They say it's for illegal aliens. I'll tell you, I first heard about one of these centers down in Kern County, California, years ago. It's 70,000 capacity, right outside of Bakersfield, and it's under contract. the caretaker is Wackenhut Corporation. But this is nothing new, but where has the media been on it? I wrote about the Kern County facility. There's others being established around the country. And I fault the media on this. This is something that would have been so good for 60 Minutes, that, you know, the old 60 Minutes before Katie Couric came on there. This would have been the kind of story they would have covered, but we've lost a lot of that. Now we just get the media that runs in the pack. You know, Kerry says something and everybody's talking about what Kerry says. I get called up by people who read my website, and I know they talk to Carl Rove on a daily basis. I'm sure Carl is the one that tells them to call. And they'll try to say, oh, where'd you get this information? I say, yeah, you know, I'm not going to tell you. And then they'll try to get me to join the pack. There was this thing about Ted Strickland, the gubernatorial candidate in Ohio, having a pedophile who had his record expunged working on his staff at some point. It was a non-story. They said, oh, what do you know about that? Aren't you going to look into that? I said, there's nothing there. I said, I would suggest you look into Kenneth Blackwell's past, though, with something called the Leadership Institute in Arlington, Virginia. They bring these young kids in from all parts of the country to place them in as interns, and a lot of these kids are preyed upon. And they said, well, I've never heard of the Leadership Institute. I said, ask Carl. He went through it. Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, this the issue about the strike. I think there's three or four strike groups over in the Iranian waters right now, and people expect now they call it a November surprise because they ran out of days in October. Can't be an October surprise, but I'm glad the information's out there, and I'm glad, like Cy Hirsch. I mean, there's not many of us that, you know, are willing to go out there and talk about this when we hear this. But this information is coming from people in the Pentagon who are been tasked to do contingency plans for this very thing. Now, whether they go ahead and arrange for a Gulf of Tonkin situation where, you know, they stage a phony attack, the fact that it's out there, the information's out there, people are some people are wise to it. I'm more concerned not about November the 6th. I'm more concerned about what happens if the Democrats do take back the House, and maybe they even get a one-seat majority in the Senate, or it's a 50-50, and maybe they can get one of these Republicans, maybe one of these women senators from Maine to change parties. I mean, this is the talk, but I'm more concerned about afterwards, and then we have an incident, and then all of a sudden the right-wing media starts blaming the new Congress. You see, we've got a new Democrat. They've already taken advantage of the situation. We now have a Democratic Congress. You see what happened? And then they'll be looking at 2008 to influence that. I'm more concerned about post-election, something like the scenario you mentioned, rather than actually before. Because I think it's going to be kind of clear to a lot of people if it happens right before. I mean, not that some people won't be influenced by that, but I think a lot of people say, oh, come on, you got to be kidding. You know? Yeah.
You spend much of your life in D.C. I live back here. And I've watched this war in Iraq, and I saw a George Bush film just huge on bluffing. But I saw John Kerry pretend to believe it and run on that. And then I thought, you know, how can I, here in, you know, Lamb Valley, nowhere, through the internet, through reading, understand
things. Most, they're all those things. Yeah, Kerry, come on. You know, Kerry, he was, you know, he was not the kind of candidate that inspired any sort of. He is, and believe me, I think his time has come and gone. But he didn't really inspire anything in his followers. You know, most people I know voted for Kerry because they can't stand George Bush. Well, you know, when's the last time you actually voted for a candidate as opposed to voting against one? I can't remember the last time I actually voted for someone. I think I did, but I just it was way back in the 70s sometime. Might have been, I think it was Jimmy Carter. but anyway, no, I mean you're right. I mean, you know, and then you get in this thing about Kerry and the skull and bones and Bush and the skull and bones. And look, Howard Dean. I mean, I supported Dean. He excited me a little bit more than Kerry, but you know that Howard Dean's grandmother was a maid of honor at George W. Bush's grandmother's wedding. I mean, these people are all from the same. They're all from the same neck of the woods, which is Stamford, Greenwich, Connecticut, Darien. You know, places where you know those wealthy folks live, and some are better than others. To answer your question, most members in Congress, the minute they win the election, they're running for re-election, which means they're out trying to get money, and they're making compromises. And they're selling themselves. Very, very few people in Congress are not in that category. And look, even the people, we see new members of Congress coming in after this election. It's not going to be long before, you know, the lobbyist comes around, say, "Hey, you want to win re-election? Well, we represent this industry or that industry." They're going to start compromising too. I would just hope that some of the ones that beat the established candidates who are saying we want to get in there and use this as a bully pulpit for this cause, like Bowman in Florida for 9/11 truth, Clint Curtis in Florida for the voting integrity, Patty Wetterling in Minnesota for the problem with child exploitation and child abuse, and Colleen Rowley for the issues. Again, 9/11 related issues. They all basically buck the system. And I think if we can get them in, that's making a step in the right direction. But certainly we're going to have a lot of people that are going to be feeding off of the trough. And it'll be business as usual. Yeah.